Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. With the balance of power in Washington now hanging on who wins Georgia's two U.S. Senate seats, most of the candidates met on Sunday to debate ahead of a January 5th runoff. From member station WABE, Jim Burris reports.
Republican incumbent David Perdue declined to participate in the Atlanta Press Club's televised debate. It left Democratic challenger John Ossoff on stage next to an empty podium.
It shows an astonishing arrogance and sense of entitlement for Georgia's senior U.S. senator to believe he shouldn't have to debate at a moment like this in our history.
Ossoff took to task Perdue's handling of COVID-19 relief and accused the senator of profiting from insider information related to the pandemic. Perdue has denied the allegations. Republican incumbent Kelly Loeffler and Democratic challenger Raphael Warnock did show for their debate. For NPR News, I'm Jim Burris in Atlanta.
The governor of Georgia says he will not call a special session to overturn the November election results in that state. Four Republican state senators have launched a petition to force Governor Brian Kemp to call lawmakers together. They want to appoint 16 presidential electors who will support President Trump rather than President-elect Joe Biden, who won the state. Kemp says that move would violate state law. The Trump administration says it will comply with a judge's order that it resume accepting new applications for DACA. That's the program that protects young immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children.
A federal judge in New York gave the Trump administration until today to post a public notice online that it will resume accepting first-time applicants for DACA. A spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security says the latest ruling is, quote, not sound law or logic, but that the administration will abide by it while it prepares to appeal.
That's NPR's Joel Rose. With just a few days left until funding for the federal government runs out, Congress continues to negotiate a COVID relief bill. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Lawmakers say the package, which could be attached to the government funding bill, includes about $900 billion of help for small businesses, the unemployed, and possibly state and local governments. Democrats had originally wanted a much bigger bill. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who has not commented on the negotiations, had originally wanted a much smaller one. President-elect Biden says he hopes Congress acts on this package, but says another relief measure will be needed after he takes office. In just a few weeks, unemployment benefits, eviction protections, and foreclosure protections will run out for millions of Americans. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
In China, exports there rose in November by more than 21% over the same period last year. Imports, meanwhile, there grew by 4.5%. Analysts had predicted a growth of exports of just 12%. China also posted a $75 billion trade surplus in November. This is NPR. South Korea's president mobilized that country's military on Monday to help with coronavirus testing. The move comes as the country faces new daily cases in the triple digits. Those are high numbers for South Korea, which has mostly controlled the virus there. The president also said more drive-through testing facilities should be set up. While most Americans are being told to stay home this holiday season, the State Department is gearing up for a series of holiday parties, and those parties will take place indoors. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
The State Department says it will be following its own guidelines. Anyone who attends will be required to wear masks, and the catering staff will wear gloves and masks and serve guests individually. Foreign diplomats invited to the State Department will have timed entrances to thin out the crowd, according to one official. The American Foreign Service Association is not convinced. The union says that celebrating the season with colleagues is a time-honored tradition, but this year has to be different, the statement goes on to say, pointing out that U.S. embassies abroad have been encouraged to hold virtual holiday gatherings. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
A capsule from a Japanese space mission has been recovered in Australia. The capsule, which was found on Sunday, landed after a six-year mission. The capsule contains soil samples from a distant asteroid. Researchers say they'll use the samples to investigate the origin of the solar system and life on Earth. With report cards for the new year now heading to homes across the country, school districts are reporting record levels of students who were failing classes. In some cases, the failure rate has risen by as much as three times the normal rates. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.